Howdy, neighbor. Yes, time now for your Howdy Neighbor program, wire recorded from the Dixie Trailways bus station here in Denton and brought to you each Tuesday and Thursday at 12:45 by Jimmy's Restaurant, 619 South Locust, right here in Denton. We're going to have some interviews for you in just a moment, but first, here's Gene Fletcher with a word from Jimmy's.
Thank you, Buford. A steak for supper is really a fine idea, isn't it? Wouldn't it be fine to sit down to a juicy sizzling steak with all the trimmings, french fries, tossed salad, and all the little things that make a steak the treat that it is? But before you rush out to buy one to cook, think how hot the kitchen is for the little woman these summer days. Well, you still haven't any problem. All you have to do is to go to Jimmy's Restaurant, and there you'll be served with the finest steak and trimmings in North Texas. Yes, Jimmy's Restaurant specializes in finer foods. So drop by Jimmy's Restaurant at 619 South Locust Street in Denton today.
Thank you, Gene. And before we get started with the interviews here, we want to tell the people once again about the contest. As you remember, Jimmy has two little silver dapple ponies down there. One of them has a name, which is Tony. The other one doesn't have a name, and he's asking all of his friends and neighbors to help him name that pony. And if your name is chosen, the one you suggest, why, you'll be the winner of $20 in cold cash and a Sunday dinner for the entire family. To enter this contest, go by Jimmy's Restaurant there at 619 South Locust. Pick up one of those little interblank cards there, fill it in, suggest a name for the pony, put in your name and address, and that'll be chosen and announced in August. So be sure and go by and take a chance on winning this $20. I'm sure you could use it at 619 South Locust, Jimmy's Restaurant. We want to interview some of these people here. Here's a little lady standing right here. I don't think she'll be too scared to talk, will you? How are you today?
All right.
And what is your name, little lady?
Sharon K. Gwynn.
Sharon K. Gwynn. Mm-hmm. Where do you live, Sharon?
Here in Denton.
Oh, you live right here in Denton. How old are you?
Six.
6 years old. A very fine-looking little lady here. And where are you going today? Do you mind telling us, Sharon?
We're going to Fort Worth.
Going over to Fort Worth. You visiting someone over there? Who is that?
Aunt Codlene.
Aunt who?
Codlene.
Aunt Codlene? And how long are you going to be gone?
I don't know.
You don't know? You're going to have a lot of fun, I bet, aren't you? Say yes. These people can't see you shaking your head here. We want to talk to your mother and some of the others here before we get away. We certainly enjoyed chatting with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you come to see us, will you? Would you step over here just a moment? Come right on over and talk to us just a moment.
I'm Mrs. Johnson from Baltimore, Maryland.
Mrs. Johnson from Baltimore, Maryland.
That's right.
A long ways from home.
That's right.
How do you like our fair city, Mrs.
Johnson?
Oh,
fine.
We think it's mighty fine. Is this your first visit here?
Oh, no. I've been here quite a few times. My people live here.
Oh, your people live here.
Yes.
What are their names?
Henderson.
Mr. and Mrs. Henderson?
Uh-huh. From Justin, they are.
Oh, they're over in Justin. I have good
That's
friends
right.
over there. What does he do over there, by the way?
Well, they just have a grain farm.
Grain farm?
Uh-huh.
Pretty good job, isn't it?
It's very good.
How long are you going to be with us?
Well, I'm going to be here. I've ran in this park for about 3 months.
About 3 months?
Uh-huh.
Well, fine. We hope you enjoy your visit here.
Oh, I will.
Thank you for talking to us. And who is the little fellow here?
We'd this like
to
is Jimmy.
Jimmy, would you say hello, Jimmy?
Say hi.
Say hello, Jimmy. How old is Jimmy?
He's 18 months.
18 months old.
Today.
Very fine-looking young fella here. He's not going to talk, though. We can see that. Well, Miss Johnson, we certainly enjoyed chatting with you, and we want you to come back and be with us again.
Okay, we will.
Thanks a lot. Mrs. Johnson, who is visiting over in Justin, we certainly enjoyed chatting with her. We want to move around and talk to as many people as possible here. This young fella sitting right here, we'd like to step over and say howdy, neighbor. What's your name, little fella?
Homer Rodden.
Homer Rodden. Mm-hmm. Where do you live, Homer?
2223 Fowler Drive in Denton.
Right here in Denton. What are you doing down at the bus station today?
I'm going to my aunt's in Dallas.
We're going to visit an aunt over in Dallas. What's her name over there? We might know her.
Mrs. Green.
Mrs. Green, and where does she live?
On 136 West Elmore in Oak Cliff.
136 West Elmore in Oak Cliff. Oh, I don't believe I know her. However, you can tell her hello and you talk to us over here in the bus station when you get over there, will you? And how long are you going to be gone?
For 2 weeks.
2 whole weeks. What is this, a little vacation for you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I bet you're going to have a lot of fun, aren't you?
Yeah.
And what do you plan on doing over there? Anything special?
No,
he's shaking his head no. Not anything special. What does your dad do here?
He works at the Chevrolet house.
Chevrolet. We're over here at Grace Barrel?
Uh-huh.
Well, fine. We have a lot of friends over there, and we have Grace Barrow on the newscast there every afternoon. And you're going by yourself over here to Dallas?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're not afraid, huh? How old did you say you were?
11.
11 years old. Very fine-looking young lad, and your name again was...
Homer Rodden.
Homer Rodden. Well, Homer, we certainly enjoyed chatting with you. We hope you have a very nice trip, a nice vacation over there. And we want you to come back and be with us again. You hear?
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. That's Homer Rodden, a fine young man. Enjoyed talking to him here. We want to move right on around here and... We see Mrs. Graziano, but she's not going to talk this morning from LaMode around here. LaMode store, the house of courtesy, air-conditioned for your shopping comfort. Visit LaMode. She's not going to talk to us, so we'll give LaMode a little plug here. We'd like to step over and say how to neighbor this gentleman, though. How are you today, sir?
Fine, thank you.
And what was your name, please?
Glenn Cox.
Glenn Cox.
That's right,
where's
sir?
Your home, Mr. Cox?
Breckenridge, Texas.
Over in Breckenridge.
Uh-huh.
You're quite a piece from home here today, aren't you?
Well, not too far.
What are you doing in Denton? Do you mind telling us, sir?
I've been going to school here. Just finished.
Oh, you've just finished.
Mm-hmm.
North Texas State
That's right.
College here.
Uh-huh.
How do you like the college?
Wonderful college.
We think it's finest in the country.
Well,
what did you major in, Mr.?
Business management.
Business management? Did you already have a job?
No, that's what I'm trying to seek today.
You're seeking a job today. Where are you going, by the way?
I'm going to Fort Worth, then to Breckenridge.
You're going to Fort Worth and then on home to Breckenridge.
That's right.
Why don't you settle down and stay with us here in Denton?
Well, it'd be nice, but there's not enough business opportunities here.
I see. We'll have to get some more business in here, won't we?
That's right.
Make more opportunities for our college graduates here.
Mm-hmm.
However, we have so many college graduates that the opportunities are rather limited for the number that are going through school. Don't you think that's right?
Very definitely. It'd take a large town to accommodate all of them here, both colleges.
How many students are out there ordinarily? I think around 3,000 or 4,000, aren't there?
I think it's a little more than that now.
Around 4,000 or 5,000.
That's probably about it, during the fall and spring semester.
You just graduated. Did you go to summer school?
No, I didn't. I graduated in June.
Graduated in June.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Well, we certainly enjoyed chatting with you. Your name once again was?
Glenn Cox.
Glenn Cox, Mr. Cox. And we want you to come back and visit with us in Denton, even though you're not going to live here. Come back and see us again sometime.
I'll try to.
Thank you very much,
sir,
for talking to us, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Glenn Cox has been attending North Texas State College out here. We certainly enjoyed chatting with him and want him to come back. We wish there were opportunities here. I believe, though, that you would find many, many opportunities here in Denton because there are a lot of businesses here. A very fine town. We'll step over here. Here's a little lady sitting right here. We'd like to say hi to neighbor. My name's Buford Harrell. Would you tell us your name?
Yes, Frances Detmer.
Frances Detmer?
Yes.
And where's your home?
Here in Denton.
You live right here.
212 Bernard.
212 Bernard. Where are you going today? You mind telling me?
I'm going to the hospital in Dallas where my mother is to be operated on this morning.
Your mother is going to be operated on in Dallas
yes.
this morning. Well, we certainly are sorry to hear that, and we hope she gets along swell.
Well, I think she will. She has a good chance.
Mighty fine. You tell her hello for us, will you?
Yes, certainly will.
You don't know how long you'll be gone then, do you?
Well, no. I expect to come back tonight or tomorrow. I don't know. It's hard to how sick she is. Well, that's when I'll come back.
You live here in Denton, you say?
Yes.
What do you do here?
Well, I don't do anything, really.
You don't do anything. I wonder if I could get a job like that and keep eating.
Well, I do take care of my house, my children, and my mother, but...
Yes, you don't do
my
anything.
My husband's in the Army at Fort Sill, Oklahoma.
Is that right? Still, you're a housewife and mother, and you don't do anything.
Well, I don't do anything. Just take care of two children, do the laundry and the housework. My mother's been ill for over a year now.
I don't see how you got any hair left. I think I'd pull my hair out, boy.
Oh, don't worry, man. I'm used to it.
Doesn't bother you in the least.
No offense.
I see. How old are your children?
One will be 4 the 22nd of August, and the other will be 1 the 30th of August.
And what are they, boys or girls?
Two girls.
Two girls. Well, that's mighty fine. I have two little girls myself. The reason I was saying I'd pull my hair out if I had to stay home and take care of them all the time myself. My wife, she's pretty good gal, though. She doesn't let it run her crazy. She's kind of like you, not let it worry her too much.
Well, there's no use in letting it get you down. It's just life. You take it and go on.
That's right. How long has your husband been in the Army?
I believe it's 3 years. He'll be up next March.
3 years? Say, that's a long time. Does he get home often?
No, he doesn't come home very often. I think he's got too much time for the other girls.
Oh, look out here now. Let's don't incriminate ourselves.
Well, that's true.
In other words, you might as well say what you think, huh?
I just hope he hears me.
Boy, I don't either. He gets microphone wrapped around my neck.
He has to catch you first.
Well, let's see again. Your name again was?
Frances Detmer.
Frances Detmer.
Detmer, huh?
Detmer. I want to get
no,
better.
No, Detmer.
Detmer. Oh, I see. Big D, huh?
Yeah, Big D.
Big D. Well, Miss Detmer, we certainly enjoyed chatting with you. And we want you to come back and be with us again. We hope that dear mother gets along fine, and we're sure she will.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. Miss Denton, we've certainly enjoyed chatting with her. We'll have some more interviews just in a moment, but right now we have another word from Jimmy's. Gene?
Plan to dine out this evening at Jimmy's restaurant. Yes, Jimmy really is the place to include in an evening's plan, because it's there you'll find those sizzling, tasty steaks, those chicken fried dinners, and they specialize in those famous icebox pies. And too, you'll really go for Jimmy's assorted seafoods. So plan to dine at Jimmy's restaurant, 619 South Locust, because Jimmy's restaurant features finer foods. That's Jimmy's restaurant, 619 South Locust in Denton. And now back to Buford with some more interviews.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Gene. We want to urge everyone to be sure and go down to Jimmy's for that fine food down there. You'll find the best fried chicken in town and courteous, fast service in an air-conditioned place. You can't beat it. If you want a real meal and real enjoyment, visit Jimmy's restaurant there at 619 South Locust. If we can get our wires all untangled, we want to step right over here and talk to this lady a minute. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, mighty fine, thank you. And my name's Buford Harrell. What is your name?
Well, I'm Major Bernice Lyons of the Salvation Army.
Major Bernice Lyons?
L-Y-O-N-S.
Miss Lyons of the Salvation Army.
Yes, sir.
I see. Well, that certainly is a fine organization. We're right proud of it. What are you doing in Denton? Do you mind telling us?
Well, I'm trying to get to Pilot Point, but I've got to wait about 12:30.
Oh, you've got to wait a long time here. Well, you just stick around the bus station here and watch these people going and coming, and you'll enjoy.
No.
I think that'd be mighty nice. You say you did work here a few weeks ago?
Oh, I worked here for about 3 weeks.
About 3 weeks, and you were successful. I'll get
sure.
it.
Sure. Really? Had a lot of nice people here.
It's really a nice, friendly town, don't you think?
Yes, I sure do like it.
How long have you been with the Salvation Army?
Only 27 years.
Only 27 years? Say, now that's a record for you. I'll say that. Well, it's certainly proud of you.
I'm beginning to be a warrior.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know too much about the ranks in the organization, but you say you are a major?
Yes, sir.
I see. And how long did it take you to become a major in the Salvation
Army? Well, you see, I went to the Salvation Army Training College in 1929. And it's taken me that long.
Is that right? Where is this college located, Miss?
In Atlanta, Georgia.
Over in Atlanta, Georgia. Do you have any offices here in Denton?
No. We're planning to organize a service unit one of these days. You know, where some local people can organize a local unit, do some of the Salvation Army work. But we do have several business people who form a committee.
Oh,
and several of them are here in the city.
And to cooperate and help you out on these drives that you have.
Oh, right? Yes, they are very cooperative.
Well, I certainly am happy to hear that. I wish you would open up an office here, though.
Well, we will if we can get the leadership. Now, we're like everybody else right now. We're short of leadership.
Short of leaders.
Personnel.
Well, we know that you could...
Why don't you join it, Big?
Well, I might do that. I'm not working about 18 hours a day now, and I could put in that other six over there with Salvation Army.
You sure could.
I expect you work more than that sometimes, don't you?
Well, sometimes. Well, my hours are not limited. It's from daylight till dark, and then all night if necessary.
I know that is absolutely right. Miss Lyons, I see our time is absolutely gone. We wish we had more time to chat with you. We certainly enjoyed talking to you.
Well, I like to talk, and I guess that's the reason I have done
it. Station to wire record another How to Neighbor program. Before we leave the air, why, here's Dean Fletcher with another word from Jimmy's. A steak for supper is really a fine idea, isn't it? Wouldn't it be fine to sit down to a juicy, sizzling steak with all the trimmings, French fries, tossed salad, and all the little things that make a steak the treat that it is? Before you rush out to buy one to cook, think of how hot that kitchen is for the little woman these summer days. Well, you still haven't any problem. All you have to do is go to Jimmy's Restaurant, and there you'll be served with the finest steak and trimmings in North Texas. Yes, Jimmy's Restaurant specializes in finer foods. So visit Jimmy's Restaurant, 619 South Locust in Denton today. And now back to Buford.
Thank you, Dean. Yes, be with us again Thursday at 12:45 for your How to Neighbor program. Until then, this is Buford Harrell saying, be sure to be a good neighbor to your neighbor.
The Rufflin started off there with a tremendous leap out of the stock spot. Shoe number three, Skeeter Brooks. And the horse is called 3x3. And here he's coming up with a good horse, giving a good run. Oh, and he's off. And he took off on That horse has given the most terrific bucking we've seen out here tonight. He's really got his heels up there, clipping at the stars. And he's still out there giving a good ride. But he lost his cowboy ahead of time, and Eddie Durston just about got run over then. Yeah, that old horse took out after the clown and chased Eddie way up into the fence. Ah, Eddie's going to get that fella. He threw his hat at him there, but didn't quite make it. That was a good ride, a fine ride, and a fast ride. I think probably one of the best we've seen tonight. That horse came out. Of course, he wasn't on for the required length of time. Red J.Q. And the horse is number six. Out of chute six. And there comes a little old horse. And he has given him a good buck right out there in the middle of the arena now, going around and up and down, his head's down. That old cowboy wants to get off now, but that's not easy to do. Oh, that boy's still rodeoing. That horse is still putting on a good show out there, although it's long past time for the cowboy to get loose. And the cowboy gets loose fairly comfortably that time. For change, they tend to get off in a pretty rough way. Red made a fine ride that time and had a good horse. Shoe number five now. Jack Durham's the rider. That's rodeo really most fast. 105's the horse of an ugly old gray horse, and he is, boy, he looks like he's going to turn a front way somersault the way he's going. Giving, oh, he's just working so hard to get that boy off. And now the boy gets off on Joe Wheeler's horse there. That was a fine ride, a mean-looking old gray, new horse they have out here. Took him down there and gave him a really rough bucking. Nothing fancy, just a good old back-bending, teeth-shattering sort of a buck down there in the center. They're telling us that they've run so many new horses in, but they've just got to give them by the number. They don't have the horse's name. Beck McLaughlin, out of chute four. 86 is the horse, and there they go on a big old brown horse. And that old horse is backing up. He's backing up and bucking, but now he's slowed down. Now, I'm afraid that the spec didn't draw an enthusiastic enough horse that time. That horse looks as if there was no flank strap on that animal then. And that, of course, was an error back in the pen. The old horses are really kicking around down here now, making an awful fuss. Now, Speck McLaughlin came out on a horse, and they hadn't fixed up that girth strap on him. And consequently, the horse just went out there and gave him a very fancy, high-stepping sort of a ride around the arena. It was a very pleasant ride for Speck, but he just couldn't make that old horse buck. And they're going to give him a re-ride, give him another chance on a horse that's properly prepared. We got a little red horse down here. I see a little red horse. It's a great, big old, extremely red sort of a horse that's out there and going to give a good ride, I'll bet you, because it's making a big fuss down there in the stands. We'd like you to drop by and see the merchants to make this broadcast possible for your enjoyment. Tell them thank you and see them. One of these merchants, incidentally, is the Humble Station and Ponder, and the Humble Station and Ponder is ready to serve you now with a complete stock of Humble products, gas, oil, all the trimmings. Together with expert, careful car repairs of every sort and everything you'd expect to find in a modern, up-to-date service station. Mr. Radicke and Mr. Seaburn, owners of the Ponder service station, or rather the Humble service station and Ponder, invite you to make it your service and repair headquarters. They're tractor specialists, too, so no need to worry when the tractor gets out of commission. You'll see the friendly folks at Humble Station in Ponder, owned by Radicke and Seaburn. And now we're going to have some more rodeo here. Let's see what we got coming up. See which of the horses we got coming up. They're having a rough time with this red horse we were talking about a minute ago down here in chute number four. And they just had an awful rough time holding that old horse down. The boy down here has got him by the ear and by the mane and holding on while they're trying to get him all strapped up and ready to ride. And if the way he's been behaving back in the pens is any indication of what he's going to do when he gets a cowboy on his back and gets out there in the rodeo arena, by golly, I want to tell you, it's going to be a good ride. Lots of action. We've seen lots of action out here tonight. They always do at the Ponder Rodeo. They keep good stock. Good cowboys. lots of fun for everyone every time you come out here. We'd like you to patronize your merchants here in town. And I'd also like for you to come out here. If you haven't been out to the Ponte Rodeo, be sure you come out next Saturday night. There'll be lots of fun. You really will enjoy it. And I think they're getting Speck ready to ride this animal again. Harold Baxter's going to ride this time. And he's a boy we hear a lot of out here. He's done some dandy riding. The horse number 88 is the old rascal that's really been rough down here. And I'm looking forward to a big ride, a fast ride, and a good ride. The people of Ponder Phone Company is a real friend. Ponder Phone Telephone Company helps to conduct their business and broaden their social life, and in hundreds of ways saves them hundreds of steps every day. And Ponder Telephone Company's service is efficient. You can't go wrong by doing business or visiting friends the telephone way. The Ponder Telephone Company in Ponder, helping to make the broadcast possible. Yes, we have a lot of fun broadcasting this program. We hope you enjoy the broadcast. And if you can't get out to the Ponder Rodeo, we hope you keep on listening to them. But we'd much rather you get out here and see the action by yourself. You really will enjoy it. This will probably be one of our last rides since they've announced that the calf roping is almost ready to go. We've seen some good rides, and we'll see this old red horse come out with Baxter on the back of it, and he has given him a good start. He's bucking down there. He's got about half the way down. That boy is really raking that old horse. He gave him a good raking, and the horse is kind of a disappointment after all the action he's given us down here underneath where we're standing. He raised so much fuss and kicked up such a lot of bother that we kind of expected he'd get off and lean. And Harold really rode that horse hard, working on him hard. There, they give him Harold a hand there now after those lights we asked them to. Folks kind of forget about that out here. These cowboys are contributing their time. They're donating their money just for the privilege of riding these horses. A lot of times they have to pay their own hospital bills. They risk serious damage and danger to their very lives. But just the same, they're always out here giving you a good show on Saturday night. To make it a regular habit to come out here, friends, you really will enjoy yourselves. I think what Eddie says, he's going to ride a horse now. He's been, that old horse got him mad a minute ago, ran over him, and he decided he wants to ride a horse. Now we got one last horse to ride here. I think that Speck McLaughlin is going to be the rider. Speck was the boy that got out there on that old horse that wasn't properly strapped and ready. And here it comes now. You hear an awful lot of fuss back here. They got an old horse that's in a pen with lots of room to race. They got a little burr coming out there, and it's got a monkey on its back, and it gave pretty good bucking, as a matter of fact, when it came out there in a big hurry. And that's just giving that old monkey a good ride down there. Bucking around the monkey, just holding on for dear life. Monkey looks like a little jockey racing on it. Just a question of who can move fastest, the burr or the clowns. Eddie Durston and George Wagner are out there chasing that little burr around. Now they got him settled out in the corner. Got a big old monkey on his back there that's doing a dandy job of riding. Maybe they ought to tie him up in one of these big zino horses. Yeah, they call that the youngest rider in the world, right down below us. Now, a great, big, fat old monkey. Believe we're going to have another rider, aren't we, Bill? We're going to have the calf roping now, and we'll have the riders later on. We'll have the results for you in just a moment on those bareback riding events, and we'll have to cut the description of the calf roping and go on and broadcast the description of the saddle bronc, and we hope some of the bull riding contests. Friends, the calf roping is now in progress. Most of the men who have done the calf roping have made their times already, and now we have something of a special event. We've got a young fella out there, a little small horse. I don't know just how old he is. I'd say about 10 years old, maybe. And he's got a big old Brahma calf. Now, you got Danny, little horse, that's holding that calf just fine for him. He went out there and roped the calf without a bit of trouble. Little boy's out there and having a hard time. He's got the calf down. He's been out there struggling in the middle of the arena with his big Brahma calf. And the boy's been struggling, I guess, for maybe a minute, trying to get that calf down. And that calf's a whole lot bigger than that boy is. Who's that boy, Bill? You don't know who that boy is? That's just a special exhibition rover, huh? What'd you say? He looks about, well, maybe 10, 12 years old to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Avery's young son.
It's Avery's young son, and I guess you call him Little Abe. And he's, my golly, he's got that calf tied up now. He probably won't win on time, but he sure worked hard to get that little old calf tied up. He's going to tie that calf up so it'll never get loose the way it looks. Boy, it took some time now, but it'll take just a little bit of time, and he'll be really, really doing a job. Well, I won't be able to give him any time because he got loose. That calf got loose. But that calf and the boy are just about the same size. I guess that calf probably outweigh him around 20 pounds. And he really put the rope around that calf without a bit of trouble. But a lot of people out here tonight that are seeing their rodeo for the first time. A number of people from the east and from the north. And now Bill Gillespie is introducing some folks from out in Los Angeles, California. They're down here and enjoying the rodeo for the first time. If you haven't been out to see the rodeo, friends, you don't know what it is that you've missed. You really have a swell time. Swell time all the time at the Ponder Rodeo. Drop out here and see it, won't you? You have a courteous invitation from your friends, the Ponder Rodeo Association, and from the sponsors to make this broadcast possible here in Ponder. For expert attention to your car, for courtesy and efficiency, together with top-quality Conoco products, be sure to make J.W. James Conoco Service Station your service headquarters in Ponder. You'll really like the service attention that you get there, and everyone knows the outstanding quality and value of genuine Conoco products. So, in Ponder, your car service headquarters should be J.W. James Conoco Station. You've heard a little rattling around, I'll tell you what it is. Just this wild stock right down here underneath is about kicking the stands loose. They have some grand, new, fresh stock that's really livened up by the rain, and they're putting on a good rodeo tonight. And they'll have a good one next Saturday night, so be out here. Try to get here by about 8 o'clock and get a good seat. Of course, every seat in the arena is a good seat, but you can get a little more choice if you come out about 8 o'clock, anytime between 8 and 8:30. The rodeo gets into action at 8:30, and there's an old boy out there, Earl Kalman, I believe. Got a little brown calf, and took him a little while to get down the rope to the calf. He's got a hold of him now, and that calf is giving him an awful kicking around. He's having a hard time tying him up. That's a mean calf. Horse is a dandy horse. It's keeping the rope taut. Not pulling the calf around, but just putting enough pressure on to hold the calf in place. He got him tied, not too good a time, around 20 seconds, I would imagine. 20 and 5 tenths, guess it's pretty close there. 20 and 5 tenths for that roper on a mean calf. If he'd had a little more gentle calf, he might have made that in about 12 or 13 seconds. We've had some good time here tonight, incidentally. Some really fine time. And that was the last of the calf roping events. And we'll have the times for you in just a minute. They made some pretty good times out here tonight. We ought to have them, and we'll also have the winners in the bareback bronc riding contest. We'll get those official times for you in just a moment. Perhaps we can see them here. Bill, do you have the times on that? I'd like to give the folks the times, let them know which riders are making what time. Let's see here. They have, I guess that the one of the best ones right here was probably, well, let's see, we're having a little trouble finding it here. 11 and 5, I believe, is the best time. Don McLaughlin taking it there, 11 and 5. The next one looks to be 12 and 5, 12 and a half seconds. And I believe the name there is Amiji Yamlin. And we have some other good times, 20 and 5 for Merle Kelton, and 16 and 2 for Red Darson. That's pretty good time out here. There's been some good roping. Ollie Kelly got 20 and 2. And they really have some fine ropers, some fine calves. And they've been moving the show right along fast. Hope you come out next week, friends. You see lots of excitement, lots of fun, And it's very, very comfortable out here. There's always a nice, cool, pleasant breeze blowing. Tonight it's almost chilly. You can almost wear a light coat today and be comfortable. It's quite cool out here this evening. We do hope that you get out here and see this fine rodeo in person. And we particularly hope that you'll bring the kids. They'll enjoy themselves a great deal. So will you. The ideal place for you to relax and spend a good Saturday night. Fine place to bring your dates, fellas. Fine place to bring the kids. And you old folks will enjoy getting out here and relaxing and watching some good old-time rodeo. Good old cowboys and some fine stock out here putting on a dandy show for you every Saturday night. Next thing up here will be the saddle bronc riding, and they look to be getting ready. And here comes the first rider, and we don't have his name. He's giving him a good ride. Pete Ashlock out there riding a big gray horse, and he threw him awfully hard against the fence. Pete is all right. That horse is mad. That horse is mad and giving him a good ride. All happened so fast, we didn't have much time to describe it. That horse had a very exceptionally energetic sort of a buck, moved fast forward and didn't circle, but he moved hard up and down. Just playing hard is the only way I can say it. We'll get this horse in just a moment. This is supposed to be a dandy horse. Bill Lucas is the rider. The horse is the Ponder Flirt, and they're about ready to go. Bill's telling us something about this horse. This horse was originally in the Bear Bank, and this is the first time she's been under a saddle and the saddle bronc riding. So it looks like some good excitement and lots of fun. Yes, they've had some dandy horses out here tonight, friends. And there's going to be a whole lot more of it. Bill Knox, I believe, is going to be the name of this next one. Bill Knox, was that the... Bill Lucas, we get it right here. Bill Lucas, and this is the Ponder Flirt. I think he said it hadn't had a saddle on its back before, didn't you, Bill? With a brand new... Oh, and he's giving him a terrific ride, and he's off of that horse in an awful rough way. That horse is down here in the corner right underneath us and is kicking the old cowboys in every direction. That horse is the most enthusiastic bucket you've seen in a long, long time, friends. It's worth the price of admission just to see that one old horse take loose. Yes, there's one big chunk of dynamite, and that horse doesn't like the experience of having a saddle on his back for the first time. Oh, that was a rough ride. He lost his cowboy long before time. Came right down here in the corner and just took about three big, healthy bucks and kicked that boy off in an awful rush. And that old horse is still bucking. Horse number eight out of chute three, and Bill Scott. Bill Scott coming out of chute number three. And let's see what kind of horse he's got.
Take a deep seat, Bill. Keep your man in the middle, boy.
That's good advice Bill Gillespie's giving out there. The boys really have to do a whole lot of hanging on. These horses work hard to get them loose. Well, he's down there in the pen, and he doesn't seem to want to get out. They got him tied in there in the pen, and the old horse isn't going to come loose. Well, now they pushed him loose. That old horse is just scared to death. He's got them all worried, and now the horse is going out here in front of us. Just doesn't know where to go. Horse is down here. Standing still underneath here. Isn't making a move. That old horse must just be scared or worried or excited or something. And Bill says they're going to have to make glue out of him on Monday. Well, that's the dangerous thing we've seen in a long time. Now, we've been talking, they really do have some good stock out here and fast-moving stock. But I guess we just about won't give that boy a rewrite on that horse, although he really deserves it. Because they had a hard time getting him out of the stock pens in the first place. And when they finally did get him out of the stock pen, he just walked out and stood perfectly still, didn't make a move, and let that boy dismount without a bit of trouble. That old horse must have just worn himself out today, or back in the stock pens or something. That's a very unusual thing here at the rodeo arena. If the horse doesn't buck well, will it generally, would at least give a Boy, a terrific ride. Back and forth in the arena down here. Shoe number four now. Riders, Sammy Weatherford. Horse number 35, Sammy Weatherford. And let's see how he's going to do. Harry, I guess it is. Harry Weatherford. Oh, and that old horse is doing a lot of bucking back there in the stand. And he's coming up, and away he goes. Oh, he's not. I don't think he's going to stay on there for long. I don't know how that boy's hanging on. That old horse is a great, big, heavy brown horse with heavy feet and a heavy body. And he's still aboard, and that horse is giving him a terrible shaking up, and he goes off in a rough way. That boy is... Oh, that boy got hurt. I'll tell you what happened then. That old horse, the boy is pinned under a fence down here. He's still pinned. The cowboys are trying to get him loose. I'm afraid he must have at least twisted his ankle by day if he didn't break it. That was a great misfortune, one of the misfortunes that happens all too often to these cowboys down here. I don't know if he got hurt badly or not. I think he's standing up now. I guess maybe he'll be all right. That old horse took him, and he's all right. He's all right. Oh, he can't stand on that ankle very well, though. He's good on my... He's going to have him a sore leg for a little while, I'm afraid. He got down there that time. That old horse came right down here in the east end of the arena, and it was turning around in circles with a terrific, fast, hard buck. Now, he flipped that boy right down here against the stock pens on the east end, and as he threw him against there, the boy's foot came down, caught in the gate of the pen down here in which the stock is kept. And he fell, and of course his foot was wedged in underneath the gate. And they had to lift that gate and move the gate in order to get him loose. And Bell commented, very rarely that one of these cowboys gets hurt out there, that his lady friend isn't right there with him. His girlfriend came down here this time to pick him up. Who's that boy that got his leg twisted in, Bill? Harry Weatherford, that's right. And Harry's apparently all right now. He's just sitting down there at the... along the side fence. We were afraid there for a minute he might break his ankle because he fell with his whole weight with his foot crammed in there. Now, we've seen some dandy saddle bronc riding here tonight. I think we're going to see plenty more. Here's a man coming out on an old gray horse. We don't know what his name is. Oh, and now he started to buck. He rode down there to the center, and that boy has given him a good raking. Now, that old horse is... He told that horse to stop, and I don't blame him one little bit. Now they got that horse is standing up on its hind legs. He's trying to get loose the easy way that time. That old horse has decided that he was going to do a little bit of dancing on his hind legs and got down here underneath us and just rode up there in his hind legs and started dancing around to pick up horses right down there underneath him. And, we've seen some dandy saddle bronc riding tonight, and we hope you'll come out and see it next week. Because you're sure to enjoy it. It's always lots and lots of fun. Now, I'd have another saddle bronc ready for you in just about a second here. Who was that? We never did get that last rider, did you? Eric Little? Eric Little was riding that last horse. We gave him sort of a long, fast ride down the arena. It took him a little while to get started. When he bucked, he really bucked. He did a little dance for us. When he got down here, he got up on his hind legs and just sort of pirouetted around. Another one coming up here now. Right now, Bill is getting around with a clown and making with the jokes. 44 coming out of shoot number two. Harry Reinhart. Harry Reinhart, horse number 44. Out of shoot two. This is new stock, and there's a lot of it they haven't had time yet to name. So we're expecting a good old horse, or some horse down here in the above shoot number six that's making a whole lot of noise trying to tear down the pens for us. But I guess he won't succeed. There's lots of tried before. Got some dandy, got some of the biggest Brahma bulls you've ever seen in all your life down here tonight. I mean, big ones and the meanest looking old animals you've ever seen. Want you to come out next week, Saturday, and enjoy this rodeo in person. You'll have lots of fun. And there's that old horse coming out, horse number 44, giving him a good ride, going straight but bucking up and down and hard. And he's jolting that old boy's spine, just jumping him a foot out of the saddle, but he's always landing right. And he's trying to get off now. He's got a pickup man riding along behind him very expertly. Now we're about ready down here. They're getting him loose now. That was a good ride that time. And see what we have coming up next. Well, they're giving him a nice hand for a dandy ride. He made it down the south wall here and had a rough time. He was going a long way out of that saddle, but he was always coming back down and hanging on. And that boy ought to place pretty well in him. He had one of the better rides this evening. They've all had good rides, all except for that one boy that rode that old gray horse that we're going to have to send to the glue factory. That old animal that walked out here and stood and looked around and waited for him to dismount and then was chased back into the stock pen. Shoot number 4, the rider, David Schellenberger. A little while after we've been out here for a while, we'll get to know the names of these boys. He's a boy from up in Marietta, Oklahoma. And he's got horse number 70. And Bill says this is a dandy horse. And let's see, this is the horse that's been raising all the fuss in the back here. Now, sometimes that doesn't mean that they're the best rider. Best riding horses, but by golly, they sure have been raising a fuss down here underneath. They're getting the straps tightened up on that animal now. A big chunk of savage horse meat, and it's going to be dynamite. Clowns are out there still giving everybody a good time. We'll see them going to action. When the bulls get out here, start chasing around after those cowboys, clowns will be right on hand to help them out. We ought to have this rider coming out here in just about a minute. And getting all ready. And all ready and should be a good ride. If the fuss that the animal has been kicking up down here beneath us is any indication of what kind of a ride they're going to have. Having a hard time getting him down on that animal because he's kicking around and just raising an awful lot of fuss. When you come out here in the evening, you'll see, first of all, bareback riding. You'll see some fine stock and some fine cowboys. And then, of course, after you get done with that, you see some fine calf roping. And from the times we've given you this evening, you know that these boys know how to rope those calves. After that, you'll see some fine saddle bronc riding, along, of course, with all the pageantry and the beautiful horses, the most beautiful horses in this part of the state of Texas, and that's going some. Then after that, you'll see the bulldogging, which is always very exciting after the saddle bronc riding, and then regularly follows the bull riding contest, which is one of the big events that all the rodeo fans really do enjoy. That's the event in which these boys try to get aboard the old Brahma bulls, and hang on to them for the prescribed length of time. And it's lots of fun and lots of excitement. You'll really enjoy it if you come out and see it in person. Now, tonight they have a special attraction. I'm afraid we're not going to have time enough to describe the whole thing. But I understand they have a real bullfighter here tonight that's going to get out there and fool with those savage Brahma bulls and really give us a lot of fun. I wish we could bring you the entirety of this rodeo, because it's all fun, it's all excitement, it's all good, fast-moving action that you folks will really enjoy. But we just don't have time to bring it all to you, and so we bring you this portion, this description, just to give you a taste, a flavor more or less, of what's going on out here in Ponder. The Ponder Rodeo Association invites all of you, and that means all of you, whether you're 7 or you're 70, whether you're 3 or you're 30, you really will enjoy yourselves out here at the rodeo. Clowns got the crowd laughing. Kids love these clowns. Shoot number 5 coming now. Frank Wallace is the rider. And the horse is number 623. That's a high number. Maybe a new horse. Is that a fairly new horse, Bill? That's a brand new horse. And we'll see what that animal will do. Frank Wallace, let's see what Frank can do. That horse coming out of chute number 5. Rodeo Arena is in good shape tonight. That rain has softened it up just a little bit. But it's still plenty hard when you come down off one of those horses. And here they comes with a big buck. The buck's up, and he's... Oh, now that old horse has gone. He's dropped him off there. Oh, what a rough way to get off of that main old horse. Ah, that horse came out turning around in circles and flipping up to the stars with his hooves. His nose down there on the ground and really making a fuss. You hear all this fuss down here underneath us? By golly, we got a terrible, tremendous amount of excitement down here underneath us. And they've got this old horse. He is sitting upright now in the pen. He went up backward. I'm afraid that old horse may hurt himself. He is now in a sitting position, just as you would be sitting in a chair wedged into the back of this pen here. It's a great misfortune, and utmost care is taken to see that these horses don't hurt themselves. There, he's back righted now. I've got that horse righted now, and...
He's all right. Well, these horses get excited sometimes and hurt themselves. I don't think that horse was hurt. He was sitting right up on his back, and he's still kicking around here tremendously. Here is Moon coming out, and I don't know what horse he's on. Has given him a good horse. That horse is off the ground. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that horse is off the ground at least 2 feet a good part of the time. I mean, he is really up there. He's got one of those stiff-legged bucks in which he goes way up, arches that back of his, and then comes down stiff-legged and gives that cowboy a terrific jolt when he comes down. And that was a good horse, and it really roughed that boy up. Got off there with one of the pickup men. Bring the horse back down in now. The old horse has still got... Oh, that horse turned around and took a nip at the pickup man that was hauling him in. Not sure which pickup man it was there, but that... Those horses are just plain, ordinary, mean all the way through, from the bottom up to the top. And if they see a chance to take a chunk out of one of the pickup men or out of one of the cowboys, they're not going to hesitate. I think we still have some more saddle broncs. Eddie Dirksen's out there now raising a big fuss and having a big time for everybody. Now, we're going to be interested in seeing a little strawberry horse down here, that the one we described a moment ago. That bucked backward, raised up until it was in a sitting position, sort of backed into one of these stock pens, and was sitting up just as you would be sitting in a chair there for quite a while and couldn't get down. An unusual situation for them to get into. They got him settled down now, and don't know just how that horse is going to do. The horse may have been badly enough frightened that it won't give much action. This boy's getting down on him now. Shoot number 4. And we'll find out who the rider is. Moving over to shoot number 3 now. Shoot number 3.
And a mighty good horse, Harold Davis.
Harold Davis, a dandy rider, and he's got horse number 261, another new horse, and it looks like a good ride. Lots of excitement here tonight, friends. Wild horses and wild bulls and pretty wild cowboys, too. Boys can really handle this stock and give you a good show. So drop out next Saturday night, won't you? We'll guarantee you that you'll really enjoy it. Have lots and lots of fun. That neat, cool appearance the fresh grooming gives you can go a long way toward making you look better, feel better during the hot summer months. And Ponder, place to go for specialties of the barber, is Ponder Barbershop. You look better, feel better with a new haircut at the Ponder Barbershop. And here comes... Harold Davis coming out and is having a hard time getting him out of there. And now he's out and he's really out. Harold has lost his hat and he's going to lose his seat if he doesn't look out there. He's still aboard. He's gone the required length of time. That horse gave him a good bucking about halfway down, then made like a racehorse and took off around the arena. But gave him a good shaking up, a portion of the ride anyway. That's a good rider and it was a good horse. I made an error there. I said he was off his horse. He's still trying to get loose. I got that horse sort of cornered down there now, and he'd be able to get off without much trouble. Got some beautiful horses out here tonight, friends. These pickup men have some dandy horses. They really have to. And when you see the roping horses, they have some wonderful roping horses. There's a beautiful little Palomino that we weren't able to describe since we weren't broadcasting that portion. Beautiful ponies all the way through. The finest horses in North Texas down here. Not the finest horses in North Texas, but the finest horses in the Southwest. You come down here to Ponder and you'll see them. If you're a lover of horse flesh, well, it's worth the price of admission just to see this wonderful selection, this wonderful group of animals. Drop out next Saturday night, won't you? We were telling you about the Ponder Barbershop just a moment ago, but here comes that rider that we were, this old horse that was sitting up a minute ago in the pens, and he's giving him a terrific ride. He's got right down here underneath us, and he's, I don't know how he's hanging on to that old horse. He's right down here underneath us, and he says, whoa, and I'd agree with him if I were on the back of that old animal. That's a big chunk of horse, and it was an ornery chunk of horse, I want to tell you. I was out there, didn't move out from right underneath our broadcast booth here. Oh, it's still giving a ride there. It's out to get somebody. But it didn't manage to knock that rider off there. I believe that was Davis. He was doing a dandy job. Here's Speck McLaughlin is coming out. He's getting a re-ride on that horse number 86. If you'll remember from our broadcast earlier in the bareback event, that horse came out without the proper equipment. It didn't have the right flanks on it. Didn't have any flanks on it. And consequently, Speck gets a re-ride on it. And that horse ought to be all ready and steamed up to go now. Speck McLaughlin, one of the finest riders out here. And I bet he'd give that old horse a dandy ride. Now, Speck has come out here on this big, mean old horse, little red roan animal, and it's kind of a disappointment there. Speck really tried hard. He raked that old horse hard, but that horse just a natural-born racehorse, I guess, and gave him a good ride down there if he was looking for a fast ride. But he just didn't give him the bucking he was looking for. Pretty little horse. Pretty little animal that's just not very mean. It's a brand new one and doesn't know where to go. They're having a hard time getting it out of the rodeo arena.
We're going to have the results for you here in just a moment or so. Got a little novelty beginning now. The clowns have come out. And they brought with him Eddie's grandma. Eddie Durson says he's bringing along his grandma. And her grandma's out there with a very beautiful black horse. And she's playing around there. The horse is chasing after her now. It's a trained horse. And she's making like she's playing with that horse there. The old horse turned around to kick his grandma. Grandma's out there in a yellow dress and she looks pretty athletic for a grandma. She's out there playing with that horse and having a big time while they're setting up the pens for the bulldogging event. Grandma's gotten rid of all her extras, her purse and outfit and so forth. And now she's out there doing, you know, just what she's doing. That old horse turned around as if to bite it. Oh, just a lot of horseplay out here. And a lot of horseplay, literally. We got this grandma out there with what is actually an exceptionally beautiful black mare. And that mare rears up on its hind legs. It's a very well-trained animal. Grandma turns around. And as soon as grandma turns around, that leans over, the old mare turns around and takes a nip at her. She's leading the mare around here now. Mare's well. Grandma, oh, Granny's got a hold of the mare over her back, got a hand over her back, and that old mare just kicking her around and raising all kinds of sand. Now, Grandma claims she's going to ride this clown. That's supposed to be Grandma Durston, Eddie Durston the clown, grandmother. You hear that old horse out there? Is kicking and bucking, and Grandma decides she's going to ride it. It's going to be kind of hard for her to do in that big, long, yellow dress she's got on there. She's trying something fancy here now. She's tying the horse's bridle onto the horse's front feet. And now she's got the animal tied up so it can't do much. They have a lot of fun out here, friends. The clowns and Grandma. You can hear the kids laughing in the background. They sure have a swell time. They always got something different and something special. Mary's got a hold of the blanket she's trying to throw over his back. Carting it around there. Now he's chasing after Grandma again. Giving Grandma a good chase out there. Having lots of fun. The kids really love it. You can hear the kids in the background laughing, can't you? They really have a swell time. They're getting ready for the bulldogging. And we'd like to get into what we were telling you a moment ago about one of the friendly sponsors that helped make this broadcast possible. We're talking about Ponder Barber Shop, the place where you look better and feel better with a new haircut. And while you're over there having your hair cut, getting that smooth, good feeling shave, be sure to look at their custom-made stock of boots that they carry. You're sure to be pleased with these good-looking boots that are tailored to fit the most particular wearer. That's at the Ponder Barber Shop in Ponder. Well, friends, they've had a lot of fun out here with this display of Granny out there doing all kinds of very fine tricks with a wonderful black mare. What was the actual name of grandmother out there, Bill? Claude Smith out of Fort Worth, Texas. Certainly had a dandy horse named Eight Ball. That horse, Bill says that horse has earned better than $500,000 in the last 4 years, which makes it a pretty valuable piece of horse meat. And I wish you could have been out here to see it. They always have something special and something different. Now they're all ready for the bulldogging. They've got the big savage-looking steer down here right underneath us. And they got a cowboy that looks just about big enough to grab that steer by the horns and throw the bowl. Not like I've been doing all evening long, but like these cowboys are supposed to do. They're admiring, now announcing the places. And there goes that cowboy out after his bull. And he's got the bull early. And he's got that. Oh, we threw that bull in an awful big rush. But, of course, he didn't hold him down. There he's got a wonderful time at throwing a bull. I didn't even get that boy's name. He's out there with a pink shirt. He's got one of the best times we've seen in a long time. He dropped off the horse. Whit Keeney. Whit Keeney was the boy there. And he came out not more than 20 feet out into the arena and fell on top of that old bull, and as he fell, his weight knocked that bull right over in a Funward somersault, landed on its back. Bill says that is, in his opinion, the best time that they've ever had here tonight. 9 8/10 seconds. That sounds like a record, Bill says, for a bill dogging. It was a terrific time. That bill came up, that bull, that stiff. Well, friends, that's all the time that we're going to have for the broadcast tonight. We're sorry that we can't bring you the entire broadcast. In closing, we'd like to say it's a good idea for you to plan to dine out soon, and your best point for dining out pleasure is Terry's Cafe in Ponder. Terry specializes in food you like to eat. The delicious sandwiches and summer plates are specially prepared for the summer palate. So give yourself a treat, a real eating out treat, by dining at Terry's Cafe in Ponder. And we'd like, in closing, to extend the invitation of the Ponder Rodeo Association for you to come out next week at this same time and enjoy the rodeo. This is Don Clark saying we'll see you next week. And he still hasn't got it. It's really quite a contest to see, my friends. See this man with his sense and his skill and his fine horse get down there with a whole lot of beef. Now, he's finally got that. He's finally got that very rough-looking steer, and he's twisting his neck, and he twisted him down, but he got him down the wrong side. He's got to get that horse, that bull, right over on the side with his feet up in the air. That steer is falling down in the wrong direction, and now he's tried something fancy. Turned him. He's going to try to turn that steer right over, but he didn't make it, and that wasn't very good time on that one, I'm afraid, but we did have at least a near record time in our first of the bulldogging event this evening. No time on that last news. We'll get the bulldogger here in just a moment. Steer number 8 now, Charles Lawrence, is going to come out and try to wrestle with this not particularly tender chunk of beef. Got big, mean-looking horns there. that are handy in one way. They're something for the cowboy to grab onto, but also they're awfully hard, and they hurt pretty bad when they get stuck into someone's stomach. Oh, and he dropped him in a big hurry, dropped him right off, and he's got that steer by the head, and that steer has taken him the entire length of the arena and bangs him up against the arena wall at the far west end. He hit that steer just about 15 feet, 10, 15 feet out from the limit line down here in this end of the arena. He got him by the head, and he's down there now wrestling him, and he made it finally.